Now we are back on the road with more interviews. Speaking of which, we have Devante Johnson here. Hello, Devante.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You are the blue projection designer. Now, I talked with Tazwell about this a little bit, and he told me that, you know, there's a lot of projection going on in this opera. I wonder if you can talk about your work in general and then your work specifically with this production.
I'm a professional designer. I work primarily in projections, but I also work as a scenery and sound designer. I work a lot in the theater, but I've been doing some dance, some opera, some concert pieces, some installation work as well. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is that I'm always engaged in new ways of looking at things, new ways of seeing things. How do things work rhythmically with a performance? And really just kind of, as much as you may see, I'm more interested in what you don't see and what you feel. And so that's kind of the bread and butter of the work that I try to do.
I can imagine that can be fairly complicated when it comes to working with opera because there's so much going on all the time.
There is. And, you know, I mean, that's the biggest thing is that, you know, people really go there to listen to the music. And obviously, you know, the staging and everything is like a really big part of that storytelling. But the reality is that you don't want to get in the way of the music. And so as big as everything goes, which I think a lot of design elements do, you at the same time don't want to pull focus from that. So
yeah, engage, but don't get in the way.
Exactly.
That's good advice for pretty much anything.
Exactly.
Let alone the opera. Can you talk about how projections are used in this opera? It's creating different spaces, right? Different places.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing was that obviously there's another production that Tazwell does that's from Glimmer Glass that is very much a static space that has this kind of impressionable facade that lighting kind of changes over time. And so I think the biggest thing was if we're going to use projections in this version, like what is different, what can we do that's similar but at the same time engaging. So I think that for this, we were really attracted to the idea of collage, like not necessarily pinpointing us in any particular place, but the vibe of a space. And how does that change over time? And in a way that's not like, okay, well, we're directly in this place and we're directly in this place. I think there are times where we're going to be doing that, but at the same time, as the emotions change, as the subject matter changes, maybe the image kind of alters a little bit and in a way that's not like, oh, now this is completely different, but it's responding to the motives in the show. So.
Well, and you have to have a collaborative environment when you're talking about stage portrayals because you're doing projections, but you're also working with a lighting designer, I imagine, that. Can you talk a little bit how the lights figure into all this?
Yeah, well, I mean, in the end of the day, projections is light. And, you know, I think that's the biggest reason as to why I like projection design is because you always have your hands in other people's pockets. But I think the thing is that, you know, lighting commands the space in a much more abstract but also specific way. You know, they're making sure everyone sees the performers, but they're also adding to the mood. And what that collaboration usually becomes is like, okay, well, you're using this kind of angle of the light. Maybe I can change how the light is doing that in the projections. This color palette can also be going back and forth. I might have a really strong opinion about something. He may have a stronger opinion about something. So that kind of play back and forth is always really exciting because it makes both pieces very dynamic and they're not in conflict with each other. So.
Well, it's great that we're having this conversation because I think that maybe some of the opera-going public, a significant part, don't pay as much attention to everything that went into bringing this opera or any opera to life on the stage. Although this is a little more complicated, I guess, than your regular opera because the drama is so relevant and visceral, you know, to people who are watching. I don't think that they're necessarily aware. So you're giving us a little bit of a backstage glimpse as to all the work that just went into creating these spaces that then the director has to fill with the singers and with the music. And
yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's, once again, it's like one of those things where people see it and they may not think that much about it, but it's much different than a bare stage, you know, and that's its own aesthetic, obviously. But I think as a designer, you know, you want to have that as like a second character or an additional character on stage that is responding to the space that we're in. Because no matter where you are, when you walk through the world, the world and the environment changes you in some way, yeah, even if you don't notice it. And I think that that's the idea of what a designer does.
Yeah, that's excellent. So burning question now, when the curtain goes up and your projections take hold, can we applaud?
Well, you know what? I mean, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I've definitely done that before, and that's really fun and exciting. I don't necessarily want that to be the case for every show, and I don't think for this show.
But. Well, don't be disappointed if there isn't applause for your designs, but I will be applauding, definitely, whether on the inside or the outside. We'll see, see what the context is in the moment. What is your experience with opera on a personal level? I mean, professionally, you've designed for opera. What do you think of the whole thing?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I feel like my first relationship to it was definitely not in my native tongue. And even academically, I think many of the pieces that I studied were not in English. Mm. And yet the ones that I'm always asked to do recently are all in English. And it's interesting to kind of look at it through that lens because it's not to say that I didn't have a personal connection to it before, but, you know, I definitely was much more attracted to the music itself, and the words themselves were not necessarily as important, and the setting and everything was definitely a component of that. But it's really interesting to then hear it in your native tongue, and how, even though you might understand the words more and you're not necessarily leaning on the libretto or translation of the libretto, you understand really what opera is actually doing, which is the cacophony of sound, and yeah, how even though, you know, the libretto might be like, sometimes they're only like 10 pages long, but then it becomes like a 3-hour show. And then you realize that it's like, it's about the repetition. It's about those motifs that come up over and over again. And that musically, as well as visually, becomes something extremely exciting. And I think that's the biggest thing that personally I get myself drawn to in terms of opera, is that sort of relationship between both image and sound. And I think that it's exciting to me because then it's not a symphony. It's not just an orchestral piece. It's like there is a dynamic relationship between the physical space and the oral space.
Absolutely. And the image and sound that you're talking about lives in time and space. I mean, music, as you mentioned, slows down the words on the page. But it all becomes, you know, one thing, and along with your projections, with everything, it's something that happens in space, but it leaves us, mm-hmm, you know, thinking about all of these conflicts that have been set up by the opera.
For sure.
Wonderful. Devante Johnson is the projection designer of Toledo Opera's Blue. Devante, thank you for coming in and giving us a little backstage glimpse of your work.
For sure. Thank you for having me.